Sergeant Lacey Blair is the commanding officer of the Fairview RCMP. She joins us on the line today. Sergeant, thank you very much for joining us. The fact that the excitement of Halloween is right around the corner, just as a little bit of an icebreaker, please, Sergeant, to comment on the fact that the excitement of Halloween is here.
Yeah, thank you for having me here this morning. Halloween is coming up on Tuesday next week, and we know that the kids are very excited to get out there trick-or-treating and get all that candy that they can and just enjoy the night.
The biggest thing about Halloween, especially from an RCMP standpoint, if I'm not mistaken, is safety. What are some tids and bits about safety as far as, well, let's start with the children. How can they be safe this Halloween?
Sure. Yeah, the biggest thing is we live in northern Alberta, and we all know that the sun goes down quite early in the evening. So the biggest thing is for kids and even adults to not dress up in dark colors. We want people to wear reflective clothing so anybody can see them out walking on the sidewalks, especially crossing the road. We know those kids are quite excited to get to the next house and to get that candy. For their costumes to fit and not be baggy or dragging on the ground, you know, reduces the risk of them tripping and falling. And masks. We know that everybody loves to dress up in those scary costumes for Halloween, but we want parents to make sure that their kids are able to see out of those masks and they don't cover their whole face.
You mentioned the adults as well. They need to be safe as well. Another aspect, and I guess this would fall in the adults category, would be motorists. A lot of traveling, I'm sure, is happening, especially during the early Halloween hours. How can they be safe on Tuesday?
Yeah, if parents or anybody is out driving on Tuesday night, we just want to make sure, you know, you have your you're able to see and slow down on any type of road that you're on. Just be vigilant and be aware that sometimes those kids do dart out from behind vehicles. We try to prevent that, but it does happen. And for drivers, just to be aware of where they're driving and just be extra cautious when traveling around on Halloween. Slow down on those side streets and just be looking around to see where the kids are walking.
Sergeant, does the vigilance need to be heightened a little bit for Halloween, especially with it being on a school night?
Yeah, we just want people to be wary. Any night that Halloween falls on, we just want everybody to be safe. We just want people to be aware that people are not necessarily going to be just walking on sidewalks or crossing roads, things like that safely. So we just want people walking to be aware that there are still motorists out there driving. And we want drivers to be aware that there are kids quite excited for Halloween and they might be crossing the street, not exactly at a crosswalk. And just we want everybody to be vigilant of each other.
You yourself, you're in the Fairview area. Are patrols going to be out all over the place, I guess, in the entire region, I'm guessing, on Tuesday night?
Yes, there will be. We have adequate resources for the night, so you may not see us out there, but we will be out there patrolling. We might even have some candy to hand out to people as well.
Last but certainly most, Sergeant here, how much would you like this October 31st to be a quiet night?
That's a word we don't use in policing very often, but we would like it to be. We would just want everybody to remain safe, but just want people to know that we are out there. We are making active patrols in our entire region, along with other RCMP officers. And if anybody does need anything, don't hesitate and just to give us a call, report suspicious activity if they do see it.
Sergeant Lacey Blair is the commanding officer of the RCMP detachment in Fairview. Sergeant, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.